Okay, Hilchos Ishus. We are up to Chaf Aleph. Okay, so Oisan Shomer Rabbi Seinu Zal Shelo Yisa Oisan. Those people that Chazal said he shouldn't marry them. Philip Oisan Mavu Shudar Loi Sodor He. You shouldn't even live in the same Mavu, like the same in the same area as the woman you're not supposed to marry, right? Because there's going to be chashad. Chopez Misha Shomal Ishta Shazin. So let's say a guy heard about his wife that she was mezana. So then they're gonna obviously they have to get divorced. Afal pisha ena dover borulo. Even if he doesn't know for sure, tzarich lase shelas chacham and mutar loy lodarima. He needs to ask a shelas chacham whether he's allowed to live with her anymore because he heard that she was mezana. Chav Gimel, Isha Sheneskarshim Shum Pritzus. If a woman got divorced because she was not tznius, I don't know if pritzus means not tznius or misbehavior. Ain roi lo adam kosher shiyusahena. It's not roi for a kosher person to marry this woman. Chav Talit, Isha Rabba B'deyasel. Let's say a woman is bad in her das. She bailas meriva. She fights. Sheina tznua kibenos Yisrael aksheres. She's not tznius, like the Bnei Yisrael, that a kosher mitzvah legarsha, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. Afilu b'zivug rishon, even if it's a first marriage, right? Meaning in the culture, again, a second marriage. Chav hei, mitzvah chacham sheyasi adam bano v'nois of samach l'pirkan. It's a mitzvah of the chachamim that a person should marry off his sons and daughters when the time comes. Because if you just let them be, they're going to come to znus or hear. You have to keep, you know, keep track of your house, and you won't do a chet. That if somebody sees that his wife's not going the straight way, and she's having some sort of closeness with other men, meaning doesn't mean znus, because then that would be the end of the marriage. She's just hanging out. You have to give her musa, and you should give warn her between him and her, meaning in private, but nachas ubederach tahara, with nachas and in a pure way. Why? Kedei lahasir as a michshol, because you want to be able to take away the michshol ladricha bederach ishara, which will only happen if you do it in a nice, calm way. Aval al yamrila beferish al tisasri imploni. Don't tell her, don't be alone with this person. Vafilu beino lebeino. Even if he's talking to his wife privately. Why? Why shouldn't you say this? Me'achasha ashamin lanu me'saita from last week's parsha. We don't have the me'saita. V'yesh b'zeh mevucha, you have a big tumult. What's going to be? Right? Meaning, if he tells her not to be alone and she's alone, even if there's nothing went on, could very well be that they're also ready. So since it gets so complicated, he shouldn't say that he doesn't want her to be nistered. And if somebody's not makbid on his wife, on his sons, or anybody in the house, and he does not, warn them and doesn't stay on top of them basically. Until he knows that they're clean. Shenema Yodato Kishalam. Fine. Chavav also lost the shtei chupas l'shnei achim. You're not allowed to make two chupas for two brothers, either shtei achoyas b'yamecha, or to two sisters in one day. From the ain marv and simcha b'simcha, because you cannot mix one simcha with another simcha. V'yeshayim dafilu b'shavua, that even in the same week, b'shavua achas, even in 1 week, ain lasis, you should not make that. Uraya b'Yakov Avinu d'sim malei shavua zois, because b'Yakov Avinu, when he was fooled and he ended up marrying Leah and he wanted to marry Rachel. So he said, once I finish this week of Sheva Brachas, and then I'll go marry her. So you see, why couldn't you just marry her that day? And Lamai, because you can't mix them up. Simin kuf mem vav min hagi tainis chosn vakalo boi dalat seifim. So we know that there's a minig for them to fast. And aleph noigin she chosn vakalo masana v'yom chuposim. The minig is that a chosn and kala fast on the day of their chuppah. Mipnei shabayis yom michlun lohem avin nesem, because that's the day like a yom kippur for them. V'ayim betilas amincha anenu k'may b'shar tainis. They should say anenu just like any other tainis. Right, meaning in our medinas they only fast until after the chuppah. Meaning, like now when the chuppahs are early because shki is 8:20, whatever 8:25. A lot of times the chuppahs are 8 o'clock. They could break their fast. And if the chuppah ends at night, then they don't have to fast till after the chuppah. They can break their fast, like in the winter. Say it's like 5 o'clock and the chuppahs are not till 7:30, so they could wait. They could break it, but says yicholim lechol eza davar, they're allowed to eat. However, it doesn't sound like they're allowed to eat a lot, but they could eat something. Ubavad shlo yishtu mashke hamashakeres, but they can't drink any alcoholic beverages, which we'll see in a minute. Beis v'rosh chodesh v'isru chag l'shavuos u'betu b'av uba. In all those days you don't fast. You do fast. And all those days we fast. As far as I know, the minig is not to make chasanas between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. On Gimel, b'yom she'ein masana, and tzrichin lizar shalai lirdev achem moisrus maichel u'mishta. On the days that you don't fast, you still shouldn't run after extra food and drink. And because you can't shizor ma'ovi mashkem ashakeres, you should be very careful from being drunk. Ki heishonim tama tainis mishum duchashin and shemi yishtakru v'loi tei da'atem yishavis. Some say the reason to fast is not because it's a day of mechila, and they say to fast because we're afraid you're going to get drunk, and then you're not going to say, you can say like, oh, I was drunk when I got married, I really don't want to marry her. Chazan HaKala have to be very holy when they go into the chuppah. They should do tshuva. And they should think about their actions from the day they were born until today. And they should ask for mechila from Hashem. Yiyu ma'idim va'ozim v'yischartu charata gemura b'shivrein leiv. And they should have perfect regret. I don't know, perfect, but they should have full regret with a broken heart. Yasu askama chazakam ha'yam v'ala la'vedes Hashem be'emes v'sam v'liyasim kedoshim v'dahirim. And he should make accept on himself to be a good guy. V'achakach, you come to the chuppah, and then after you go into the chuppah, you spalu shekadosh baruch hu yash shechina b'neim, and the Hashem should put the shechina between them, k'mo yishom l'chacham minu zal, ish v'isha shechina b'neim. The ish, a woman and a man, the shechina is between them, and there's a whole shloh about it. V'noigin sh'ayimrim ha'vide b'tfilas mincha, the minig is to say vide in tfilas mincha, k'mo erev yom kippur, just like an erev yom kippur. And l'chari, you say that even on a day that you're not going to fast.
Second marriages?
Second marriages, yes.
Okay.
I think, as far as I know, the minig is yes. But nowadays, Bechlal, thank you for reminding me, nowadays, Bechlal, that we're very weak, so we're very makel on this fast to tell people that they don't need to fast. Maybe they fast a couple hours, fast al chatzos, and that type of thing, because it's busy time, and as it is, many people don't fast well. So therefore, we tell them not to fast, especially the kalas. The chasanim really depends on their their physical well-being. Yeah. All right. We will stop over there. It's a pretty short and sweet one tonight. Have a fine night.